You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 453. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Ange, business strategist, keynote speaker, and podcaster at angelahenderson.com.au, where I've helped thousands of women around the world create a personalized business strategy and master their mindset so they can live a life that they love. Now, before we dive in, I want to share that this episode is part of our Take Over the Mic series, where I shine a light on powerhouse business owners and thought leaders who are changing the game in their space. And today's guest is absolutely one of those epic humans. This episode is titled Simple Shifts That Make Life Easier, Even When Everything Feels Hard. And if you've been feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or a little out of alignment, this conversation is going to support you in such a big way. I'm joined by the incredible Dr. Beck Estling, a doctor and life coach with over 25 years of experience in holistic healing and the mind-body connection. Beck blends the science of Western medicine with the wisdom of Eastern practices to help people align their energy, release what's weighing them down, and move forward with clarity and ease. Her clients often come to her feeling heavy, stagnant, or overwhelmed, and through her compassionate support, practical tools, and a touch of her grounded healing magic, they experience profound shifts in how they think, feel, and show up in everyday lives and business. So in today's episode, we're exploring what energy flow actually means, how heavy or stagnant energy shows up in a daily life, whether heaviness equals being out of alignment or stuck, and so much, so much more. This conversation is full of wisdom, simplicity, and deeply practical insights that you can use today, no matter what season of life or business you're in. Now let's dive into this amazing and beautiful chat with Dr. Beck. Hey, welcome to the show, Beck.
Hi, how are you going, Angela?
Yes, I'm so good, but even better that you are here today, because so many people, especially this time of year, in my opinion, are walking around feeling heavy, stuck, or out of alignment, and they don't even realize that it's an energy thing. So to kick us off, when you say, because I know you love this saying, energy flow, what are you actually talking about?
I know that everything is energy and everything is about energy. So the feeling in our body is a real thing. It's an energy that's moving or not moving in your body. Mm-hmm. So when you feel that heaviness, there's like an energy that's not moving in your body. Mm-hmm. And it just makes everything heavy. Life just goes so hard and it's like a struggle to get through each day.
Let's just walk through a typical day then, right? How does heavy or stagnant energy show up in a daily life?
For those who are really busy, it could be like you don't even listen to your body. You just push through everything. And it's like you've got your coffee. And as soon as you get your coffee, then that's when you start your day. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what is actually going on with our body before we even have that coffee? Are we feeling exhausted, tired, overwhelmed? There's all these things that go on and we just push through it. We don't even listen to our body.
When you say listen to your body, because I'm very familiar with energy, and I believe also energy is everything. But for someone that goes, what do they mean by even listen to our body? What should they be looking for when you say listen to their body?
It's like, what is your body saying? So sometimes you go, I'm hungry. So what is that? That's your body talking to you and saying, I need food because I need the energy to keep going. So things like that, listening to your body, it's actually what is body talking to me about? What is it saying to me? So listening to just the simple things is like, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm tired. They're like the really simple things of listening to your body. So then when it gets more complicated, the anxiety, the overwhelm, the lethargy, things like that, that's when there's more of a heavy energy in our body. So that's the difference between when our body's on and we're listening to things and we get the cues to do things, that's when we're in the flow and things are working. But when we're not really in the flow, that's when things get heavy and hard. And so the body then has all these negative feelings associated with them.
And those negative feelings, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, I'm an ex-mental health clinician of 15 years. So if those negative feelings or that stuckness or that stagnant energy or that heaviness stays for too long, I would suspect that that will start to manifest into either physical or mental or emotional symptoms. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. And it doesn't have to be a feeling either, because these emotions are very strong as well. So sometimes when we can't even listen to our body, we get more into the emotional state. So that's when all those emotions, the head talk, the negativity, all that sort of thing really starts to play. And then when that keeps going and going, we kind of think that's who we are, because we've lost that connection to ourselves. And that external noise that just keeps playing on and on is what then we think is ourselves.
And then do you think over time that we then... Yes, I use the word spiral or downhill. Like, we are so disconnected from ourselves that we don't actually even know which way is up and which way is down, because we're just like, it's just, it's so much. It's so like the stuckness is just so heavy.
That's right. And that's where you said to begin with, how do people even know what is going on? So it's like, you've been this way for such a long time that you now think that's normal. So it's like, I've lost the connection to myself because it's been so long since I actually listened. And then, so we get into that extra noise that then we think is ourselves. So yeah, it's that spiral, because we've got so used to feeling all this heaviness, this anxiety, all these negativity things, that then we think that that's who we are.
Gotcha. And for you, like, how can this show up? I know you've talked a little bit about how it can show up again, like mentally, physically, etc. But can you walk us through? I know you've got this brilliant energy scale that you talk about, the dark zone, the green zone, the red zone.
Yeah.
How can people apply that in their own day-to-day life to maybe give them, because sometimes, I don't know about you, I had severe anxiety and depression. I've been in remission now for almost 10 years. But when I was in that heaviness, I literally didn't even know where to go, what to begin with, or that my insight was so, what would you say, clouded, I guess, because of the heaviness. Yeah. So tell me, walk me through a little bit about this, because I've heard you talk about it. You reference this quite a bit. So walk me through this energy scale.
Okay, so yeah, so I came up with this scale because it's like, when we're in the flow, when it, you know, when life is really good, it's like we're in this green zone. Things are going so well. You just wake up and things just flow. The telephone rings and it's like, yeah, I'm going to go do this today, this and that. So it's kind of, we're in the moment, we're in the present. We're not thinking about the future or the past. It's like we're kind of in the zone. So that's our green zone. And so then when we start to feel like a bit of anxiety, or if someone might say something to us and creates a reaction, if we then feel, you can feel this energy that comes into you, especially when you start to get angry and someone says something to you, triggers you. So then you can feel yourself moving out of that green zone. And I go more into that red zone. So when there's more of a reaction into an anger kind of state, then we're moving more into that red zone. And you can feel exactly when that kind of happens. It's like you can feel that come in, that energy, and then you can feel yourself tighten up and harden up, and then you go rah, and you kind of let this explosion and it's like, yeah, that explosion is kind of the first shift out of that green zone. And then the more that we get stuck into that real anger, and it's like every day we're just really obsessed with it, then it just keeps getting more intense and more intense. And so that's when we move higher up into that zone, until we get into a state where we can't get back to that green zone, because it's taken hold of us. But we've got to be, the key to it is being the observer and being able to observe what happens. It's like someone says something, and instead of just going to our fight or flight and reacting into it, it's like if you can even just take a breath and go, wow, what just happened? It's like we're giving ourselves that break before just moving straight into that red zone. So it's important to have that awareness that we have different zones.
And with these different zones, like obviously we can fluctuate throughout the day from green zone, red zone. And then you also have the dark zone, which I'm assuming is like, do you know what I mean? That like next level where everything is kind of dark. There's not a lot of color there type scenario.
Yeah. And that's more that depression, that heaviness where we've got lethargy. We don't feel like doing anything. We really withdraw from life and doing things. Yeah. And the more we get into that, then the more easy it is to feel that withdrawal and just keep going back to it. So it's the same as that red zone where we get a reaction, we get more emotional, we get really charged up. And the other way is where we disconnect and withdraw.
And for specifically, like I specifically work with women in business, I would say 99% of the people that are listening to us today are women where they've got this juggle with business hat, mom hat, aging parent hat, like the list goes on.
Life just throws so much at us, doesn't it?
Yes. And what would you say to those amazing women out there that are doing all the things, trying to keep up? What words of advice would you say to them in regards to trying to keep them as close as they can to the green zone?
That's right. It's having the balance. And it's when we do something, we have our full presence in what we're doing. So if we've got our business hat on, we're fully in our business. And then when that's finished, we can get ourselves back to that green zone. And then it's like the next challenge comes at us. And if we have a way to reset and bring ourselves back, even if it's in the computer and then we're on this meeting, if you're in that meeting, let's check into our body. What are we actually doing? How is my posture? What is my breath like? What am I doing as I'm sitting there? Am I thinking a million things? Am I really being present and I'm in the meeting?
And I also suspect that in this day and age where everything, we are very distracted people right now. Everything is distracted. I have ADHD. So when I'm recording this podcast with you, I have to work really hard to like not be, I don't know, fiddling with the pen, for example, or looking out the window. Like I have to be fully present because I want us to be able to connect. But I had to train myself really hard for that, even with my kids too. It was easy for me to be on my phone, et cetera. And at nighttime, like we've got a rule now where there's no phones in the bedroom and things like that. But with this distractibility, with everything that's going on in our world, what are some daily habits that could help people feel calmer and more energized and more in that green zone? What tips would you give them? What habits could they start doing when keeping in mind that these are people who are already busy and doing a lot
That's
more
right.
could overwhelm? So what are some easy habits that people potentially could do to feel calmer, more energized, to allow them to be in the green zone and to be more present? You've been carrying that book idea around for months, maybe even years. You've got expertise to share, stories to tell, and a message that could change lives. But there's always that but. Between client work, family, and life, that book stays in your head instead of readers' hands. That's where the Expert Author Community comes in. The EAC program, headed up by renowned book coach and editor Kelly Irvine, has helped hundreds of authors go from idea to published book without overwhelm, guesswork, or idea isolation. It's designed for busy, ambitious professionals, maybe such as yourself, who want to nail their most powerful, impactful, commercially viable book idea, write with confidence using a proven method, and publish and market their book so it actually works for their brand and business. You'll get group coaching with leading publishing experts, a step-by-step curriculum, and a tight-knit community of published authors who have been there before. So whether you're just exploring an idea or polishing your final draft, you'll have the tools, feedback, and accountability to finally get it done. And here's the best bit. Many members land book deals, win awards, and grow their businesses before their book is even finished. So if you've been waiting for the right time to write your book, this is it. Learn more about the EAC program at expertauthor.community.
Just as you said, it's practice and it's routine and consistency. So if we have our routine in the morning and we keep to that routine, so it's like, what do you do when you wake up? What is your energy like? Are you like straight away on your phone? Are you stressing about what's ahead of you? Or are you actually in the zone right where you are. No, I'm going to get up now. I'm just going to put my phone away. I'm going to get up and start breakfast or get up and sort out the kitchen or whatever it is. It's like you're present in what you're doing. Mm. And so it's not like presuming, oh, I've got this ahead of me. Oh, this has got to go on, this and that. And it, all you're doing is just lying in bed and thinking about the day. Because what that is doing is creating an anxiety. It's created a raciness and you haven't even done it yet. But it's like your body is then sensing that you're in that motion, you're in that go, go, go. And all you're doing is just lying in bed thinking about something.
Mm.
It's just getting up and being present and in the moment and doing your routine and being consistent with that every day.
I like that you use the word routine. I was listening to a podcast episode last night on the Diary of the CEO with a sleep expert. I forget who he was, but he was talking about the association with sleep and bed. If you go into your bedroom and you're like, your brain goes bed, sleep, bed, sleep, bed, sleep. You naturally, your body, you're not necessarily thinking about it. It's ingrained in your subconscious, bed, sleep. He's like, pardon me.
And that's the whole thing, that sleep is so important. It's like people just go, I'm not getting sleep, I'm not this and that. What is important is like the sleep, the way you go to sleep and the way you put your body to bed is then setting you up for the energy that you have the next day. So the sleep is the number one thing about your energy and getting it right for living, really. So it's like, and it's like, you know, when you have kids, we have a sleep routine. It's like, all right guys, you know, it's this time now, we're going to clean our teeth, we're going to get ready for bed, and you have a sleep routine. So why is it as adults we don't have a sleep routine? So it's really important that we keep that consistency up. It's like, well, kids need it, so adults need it too. So it's the same thing. We need a wind down routine. We need a time where we can put that phone down. As you said, you know, we don't have phones in our room anymore. So that's a great one. Mm-hmm. And it's about winding down. Maybe have a shower before you go to bed. Allow your body to let the day go. Have a period where it's like, yep, I've done the day. I have a completion of my day. And you put a full stop to that day. And so then the body then goes, oh, okay, now I'm ready for bed. So it's really important that you have the right energy of putting yourself to bed and allowing your body to fully rest and recharge.
And that was the thing that like this gentleman was talking about on the podcast, was the routine and the association that our body has with that routine.
Yeah.
If you're going bed, sleep, phone, scroll, more scroll, maybe sleep, bed, the body goes, I'm confused. What do you want me to do in this environment? So he said, the more you can keep it just bed, sleep, he said, you're going to sleep better, feel better. And as you said, you're more likely to be in that green zone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's like your body is, you know, it needs recharging. Your phone needs recharging. So your body is the same thing. And if you have that end of day, that completion, it's like the mind switches off as well. Because half the time we wake up in the middle of the night, it's like, what happens? As soon as you wake up, your mind's really active because you haven't had that settlement before you went to bed. There's still things playing off in your mind that then wake you up probably about that 1 or 2 or 3 a.m. And that's so many people say the same thing. I just wake up and I can't go back to sleep. And it's because of how you put yourself to bed. That wind down routine was not consistent in ending the day. So, you know, there's still that motion that the body is in. It doesn't, as you said, it gets confused. It doesn't know if it's day or night, if you're still working or if you're not working. So you have to train yourself and be consistent with that. And sleep then becomes so yummy. It's just the best thing.
I love it. I mean, I have 8 to 12 hours a night. I love a good sleep. Now, my question is I want to throw this in here, is sleep, we're talking about the S's, sleep is so important, but how important do you think from an energy and alignment perspective is the notion of silence?
Well, silence, is it silence or is it stillness? I think there's a big difference.
Share me with what you think that difference is.
So a silence is, it can be, you know, you can not be talking, but there could still be noise in your head. But there's a, when there's a stillness, it's like, you know, when you go out to the bush and you feel that stream running past you and you can just feel the stillness. There's just all this space around you. There's a calmness. There's an ease. And that's the big difference between like not talking in silence and having that stillness. So a stillness is what you really want to have and has an anchor in your body or as a feeling or a marker that you can get back to. When things are, when things are overwhelming and taking over, where's that stillness? Where do we fall back to? Where's that reconnection to ourselves? So if we can feel more of a stillness each day in our life, then that is what we need to build on.
Interesting that you use the difference between stillness and silence, because in some ways I would say they go hand in hand depending. And the reason why I say that is that, like, we run silent retreats through my third business, the Healing Center of Australia, where they come and there's 4 days of silence.
Yep.
And I would say that the silence is what starts the process to the stillness.
Yeah.
Because if they don't have the silence, meaning AKA also distractions, then I don't know how easy it is for them to get to the stillness. Whereas when they first get there and, like, you don't drop into silence right away, there's an opening ceremony, they talk, and then we drop into the silence. But it's interesting because you can watch on day one where they're quite still fidgety. They're also still looking for, like, eye contact and almost like validation. Day two, it becomes even less and they almost go into this trance. Day three, they're hardly looking at anyone. They are just like, they are in this bubble. It's a very fascinating thing to see. And then day four, we pull them out of that and obviously wrap them up before they go home type scenario. But I would say that it's like, we've got to drop into the silence for them to get to that stillness, because when they come to us, they're just so overwhelmed with day-to-day life that their body doesn't even know what stillness is. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's right, 100%. And that's why I said maybe there's a difference between silence and stillness. So, you know, it's great having these silent retreats and having the group energy to really support you in that as well. So I guess these are great tools to have. And then once you said they get into this bubble, into this zone. So what you're actually talking about is, like, you're filling yourself up with all of yourself. It's like all your particles then don't have that pressure of that external noise, the external hardness that goes on around us. And it's like we're pushing all that away out of our body, and it's like you're filling yourself up again. And when you feel that fullness and that you're really in yourself and you're really connected, that's when you have that stillness.
No, I love it. And I'm all about it because it's one of the things, a lot of people will come to me just for business strategy. And I'm like, that's not what you're getting. I look at your health, wealth, and relationships. And if any of those are not in cue, then you're not in alignment. My main thing is how can I get people to a state of alignment and being mindful of where they're at? So you speak my language. That's why I'm so glad that you're here today.
Yeah. And isn't it great? You know, when people fill themselves up with who they are, then that's when So that's when their gifts are present. That's when they can really be themselves and really shine. And I think that's what you're hoping to bring out in people as well. But it's like we need to get rid of all the distraction, the density, all the things that get in the way of allowing us to be who we really are and then shine from there.
Now, do you have a client story that can show how some small shifts create big change? Because sometimes the women that I work with are always like, but how does this relate to day-to-day life? Can you give me an example? So I'm curious to know if you've got a client story, not a long one, because obviously we don't have copious amounts of time, but a short story about a client, how they, again, they went from small shifts, which created big change.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I have so many. And I love hearing everyone's story. But anyway, the one I just had just recently, there was one woman and she had hip pain, knee pain. It's like everything was just too hard. She couldn't even enjoy going to the gym. And so we started doing our one-on-one coaching and we started talking about energy and feeling how is the energy running through my body. And so with that, it's like also becoming aware of how your body is and how you're using it. And so just one simple thing was her walking. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, like when I walk, I'm actually scrunching my toes up. And I'm really like, it's just awful. I didn't even realize, but I'm just like bracing myself and my walk is really affected by that. And so we started going, all right, well, let's just, you know, get that energy moving. Let's really feel connected. Let's open up our feet as we walk. And just by doing that, it's made a huge difference. And the knee pain, the hip pain has amazingly subsided.
Absolutely.
So that is like, what all we did was just look at how we're walking, and then we can feel like there's such a difference by just letting that tension go as we walk. And she didn't even realize she was doing it.
And I can only guess there that, again, what you're doing is you're making her aware of her body. Like when you walk, what are you doing? Where are you holding tense? Like, where are you still tense? Where are you not tense? And then through her having that awareness, she can go, oh, okay, actually my body is doing this. And so that's what I love about just the way you think collectively, is just become more aware of what's going on with your body. Because
that's right.
The more aware we are, the better insight we have and the better changes we can make.
Yeah, because you know yourself. No one else is going to have the quality or the, you know, you're the one looking in. And so no one else can do that for you. So it's really empowering. It's taking, you know, responsibility for yourself, not looking outside and going, someone help me. It's like, let's look inside and let's see what's going on. And that's where we make the change.
Oh, this is good. This is real good. Now, though, for that amazing human that is sitting there listening now going, you know, I'm a little overwhelmed. This all sounds good. Especially it's like, you know, end of year, I'm looking for the whole, like all the new year resolutions are going to be coming
very soon.
It's time to make a change. Yep. I'm all about, you don't need New Year's though to make a change. We should make a change whenever, but lots of people will still hinge on it's New Year's, new beginning. But if someone's in that state right now where they're like, listen, something's got to give, you know, I've either gained weight, I'm walking poorly, my posture's poor, I'm not sleeping well, whatever that is. What's the first, and I use this word bold and underlined, compassionate step that they could take today?
All right. So one easy thing to do, it's so easy, is just to check into your breathing. Mm-hmm. How am I breathing? Mm-hmm. Am I really tight in my tummy, or am I getting that breath all the way down into my tummy and opening up through that diaphragm? And getting that breath into that lower body. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. Because if we're tight, we're tense, we're in that fight or flight, you'll just be amazed at, like, and so many people say it, I forgot to breathe. Mm. And people go, hey, you didn't even breathe today.
Yes.
So it's like the breath is the first key. It's how we check into ourselves. And we can't get that breath into our tummy if all that tension is in our upper body. Mm-hmm. So we've got to relax, open up our upper body and get that alignment right, get that breath into our tummy. It's so easy to do, but it's just maybe so easy that we don't do it.
And this is one of the things, you know, when we're doing our sound healing sessions and meditation stuff, it's like there's something like that you talked about, the breath. It's mm-hmm. free.
Yep.
It's with us. We need it to survive and to live, but yet so many people are so out of tune with it.
That's right. But that's the same as energy. It's all available to us, but we need to connect in with it. And so the breath is the way we're allowing that energy into the body. Mm-hmm. There's copious amounts. There's free to everyone, but it's like, are we actually utilizing it? Mm-hmm. So the breath is the key. It's the first point. It's allowing everything just to flow through your body.
Dude, I love it. Now, this has been awesome. People love bite-sized information where it helps mm-hmm. them review, reflect, and take one step forward in their world. So for those listeners wanting to connect with you, find out how you might be able to support them in the end of 2025 and going into 2026, where can they find you?
Well, on the website, drbeck.com. Mm-hmm. And we're starting a one-on-one program too for next year. So anyone who wants to sign up for that, or mm-hmm. even just to have a one-on-one phone call with me as well, we've got ways to connect with me as well. So I love to chat to people. I love to hear their story, and I love to bring out the best in people.
Oh, I love it. I'm all about lifting people up. And so we will have all of the links and everything like that in our show notes at angelahenderson.com.au over on our podcast section. So we'll make sure that is readily available for everyone. And I've got one final question for you, my friend.
Yes.
Looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Just to be myself and that people will love you no matter what.
Oh, that is a good one, because people are comparing themselves to things online, et cetera. But if you love yourself, everything else, again, from an energetic perspective, will flow.
Yeah. And it's not woo-woo stuff either. Energy is real. Energy is all about, you know, moving forward and creating a happier, better life. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's just get our energy right and life just goes so much easier.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much for your brilliance today. It's always so good having other amazing women on the podcast. So thank you so much for your awesomeness today.
And thank you too, Angela. You're amazing too. I love your accent.
Oh gosh. Oh, thank you. And for you, the amazing listener out there, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are. And we look forward to you joining us again next week for another awesome podcast episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.